Republicans are pulling out the stops to try to take back the Senate, and all eyes are on Missouri. President Bush turned up there last week to campaign for Republican Jim Talent. Talent faces Jean Carnahan, the incumbent Democrat. Carnahan went to Washington 2 years ago after her husband was elected posthumously. Mel Carnahan, then the state's governor, died just before Election Day, but voters still chose him over Republican John Ashcroft. NPR's Greg Allen has more on the Midwestern race that could tip the balance of power in Washington.
Jean Carnahan rarely mentions her late husband on the campaign trail, but the legacy of the two-term governor and the circumstances that put his widow in the Senate are never far from the minds of her supporters and opponents. At a labor hall in Kansas City, Teamsters Vice President Phil Young reminded local members that their relationship with Jean Carnahan began long before she became a senator.
The Teamsters have always been something special to the Carnahan family. You know her late husband. He helped us immensely, and he was always had a special place in his heart for the Teamsters because it was the Teamsters and other union folks that stepped forward and helped him get started in his campaign for governor of Missouri.
2 years ago, Mel Carnahan was running for the Senate, trying to unseat incumbent John Ashcroft when he died in a plane crash just 3 weeks before the election. The acting governor said if Carnahan, who remained on the ballot, won, he'd appoint Jean Carnahan to fill the office until a special election could be held. Mel Carnahan won that race, and Jean Carnahan now holds the seat. Ashcroft went on to become George Bush's attorney general. The closeness of that election and the circumstances that made Jean Carnahan a senator rankled many Republican voters. When asked the reason why she doesn't like Jean Carnahan, Arlene Binkholder of Gascony County has a quick answer.
Oh, there were many, but I could start with the first votes she ever took, which turned out to be against John Ashcroft, the man who had been very gracious to her and to her family and not challenging that election, which he could have won. He could have won. But he did not challenge it because of the death, honoring her with the death of her husband and her son.
Jean Carnahan's campaigning has been limited mostly to weekends while the Senate has been in session. During the recent debate on Iraq, she was one of 29 Senate Democrats who voted to give President Bush the authority to wage war against Saddam Hussein. But while that debate was going on in Washington, Carnahan says she was hearing different concerns back home.
The thing they're really interested in is the economic issues. They're interested in the things that affect them every day, the fact that they don't have a job, that their health insurance is so costly. This is what people want to talk about.
In her campaign appearances, Carnahan talks about those issues. But she also talks about the reason this race has become a focus for national political strategists. It could determine which party controls the U.S. Senate.
What we do in this election matters because, as was pointed out already, we have just a one-vote margin in the United States Senate. We wouldn't have that. If I had decided not to run 2 years ago, we would not have a Democratic Senate.
Unfair trade laws have cost Missouri thousands of jobs. Yet in Congress, Jim Talent sided with the big corporations and voted to fast-track future trade deals, putting more of our jobs at risk.
Jean Carnahan and her allies are at it again. First, they took credit for the American Airlines merger. But the employees she claimed to have helped called the claims misleading. Now,
Missouri TV and radio are full of negative ads from both sides, attacking the candidates for their positions on Social Security, corporate responsibility, and a prescription drug plan for senior citizens. Spending on these ads is expected to make this Senate race as costly as the last one, when Mel Carnahan and John Ashcroft together spent more than $18 million. This time, Jean Carnahan has more money. But Jim Talent is trying to counter that with nonstop campaign appearances. He's brought in top Republicans from around the country. Today marks the fourth time President Bush has been to Missouri campaigning for Talent. And if there's one group the Talent campaign has been working especially hard to reach, it's women.
Ladies, gentlemen, please welcome Congresswoman Jennifer Dunn and our next senator for the state of Missouri, Jim Talent.
At a Women for Talent luncheon in Columbia, Washington State Congresswoman Jennifer Dunn is the featured speaker. When it's his turn, Talent talks about his wife, his children, and generally turns on the charm.
You know, it struck me the other day because I have so many people come up to me and say, I'm praying for you. And that's kind of cool, you know? I mean, how many times in your life do you have hundreds, maybe thousands of people that you don't even know praying for you? Those of you who are praying for me, I have a cold. Please pray that way. I'm going to direct your prayer list.
Talent has made a point of campaigning with Mary Matlin, Lynn Cheney, Gail Norton, Karen Hughes, and many other top Republican women. Terry Jones is a professor of political science at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Jim Talent knows that's one of the reasons John Ashcroft lost to Mel Carnahan in 2000 was the departure of those of a lot of women, particularly in suburban areas, who normally vote Republican, shifting over, in this case, voting for Senator Carnahan. He's got to get a good number of those individuals to come back home to the Republican Party in order to win in November.
Jones says Talent's attention to the women's vote has been effective. Polls show the race neck and neck. His campaign has also focused on Latino voters and has brought in the head of the Small Business Administration, Hector Barreto, to meet with Hispanic business owners. And the state Republican Party has recently begun running a series of radio ads targeted at African American voters.
Today's Democrats take us for granted. It's the Democrats who are blocking the right of black parents to choose schools for black children. It's the Democrats blocking Republican attempts to expand our options in health care and social security. And it is
Democrats charge that the ads are an attempt to suppress the black vote, that they're aimed not at convincing blacks to vote Republican, but rather at making them think twice about going out to vote for Jean Carnahan or any other Democrat. In an off-year election when fewer people come out to vote, analysts say it's more important than ever for parties to mobilize their base, and black voters are an important Democratic constituency. Jim Talent says it's not about political strategy, it's about getting his message out.
You'll see, we're reaching out to all kinds of networks, and every time I do, people in the press say, now you're reaching out specially to this group, whether it's Hispanics or veterans or farmers or women. And I'm trying to reach out specially to everybody, if that makes any sense.
Until now, the blitz of nonstop ads has been the only way most voters have seen Jean Carnahan and Jim Talent. Next week, that changes when voters get their first chance to see them head-to-head in two scheduled debates. There is one more reason this Senate race has attracted so much attention. Under Missouri law, the winner in a special election takes office at the earliest opportunity. The U.S. Senate is set to return for a lame duck session after the election. That means if Jim Talent wins, Republicans could gain a majority and retake control of the Senate as early as next month. But there's a further wrinkle. It would be up to Democratic Governor Bob Holden to decide when to swear in the new senator. That's the same Bob Holden who beat Jim Talent in the governor's race 2 years ago. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.